other family dilemmas. Moms and dads. My parents are dumb. That's what we all think at some point in our lives. This is what makes it possible to break away as adults and go out into the world to do our own dumb things, like trips to Vegas, collecting mason jars, and doing shots of tequila with Don from sales. But just because we discover that our parents are mere mortals doesn't lessen the impact they have on us or make our relationship with them any easier. Our parents are the critics of our lives. Whether they're still living and leaving incomprehensible voicemail messages, or they have moved on, finally relieved of their duties, it is their simple, offhand remarks about what you were wearing or why you lost the spelling bee that will forever rattle in your head with more devastating impact than a bad New York Times review on opening night. Of course, parents don't realize their power because, from their point of view, no one ever listens to a single solitary word they say. But children hear everything, and the stuff that sticks is the stuff that is said without thinking. My parents started their family when they were 20 years old. That seems impossible today, considering people in their 20s are lying on airport floors in their pajamas, Snapchatting their lives away. But it really happened. If I had known how young my parents were at the time,